It's always great to have Tim Restall, president of the Hartford Yard Goats. We're not going to have enough time for everything, but I got to hear the Oil Cam Boyd story because I think it has to do with smoking cigarettes. First of all, I love Oil Cam. I was a child of the 80s. So,
yeah,
like,
absolutely.
He was something. He was a pitcher for the Red Sox, if you don't know who he is. And he came,
this back in 17, I think. We had
early
him,
days.
Louis Tiant.
Oh,
we had, who else do we have? Space Man, Bill Lee. We had a bunch of old Red Sox out.
Dewey Evans, no?
No, not Dewey. Dewey or, I do have a Dewey Evans story, but yeah. But they came out to an event, and unfortunately, after the event, we got a call from a local partner in one of the hotels and said, Mr. Oil Can is no longer allowed to stay in this establishment because you smoked in a non-smoking room. So we helped pay the fine to get it cleaned up and moved on from there. So anyways, that's
so people do get caught for smoking in the hotel room. That's the moral of the story.
Yeah, absolutely.
What's the Dewey one?
So Dewey, when I worked for the team up in New Hampshire, and I'm a Red Sox fan, so we're playing the Portland Sea Dogs, the Red Sox affiliate, and I get a call that there's someone here from the Red Sox, and I go up and I walk into the room, and Dewey Evans is sitting at the reception desk right there to meet, and he goes, my name is Dwight Evans, and I'm like, Mr. Evans, I know who you are. I'm a big fan. So brought him through the ballpark, gave him a private tour, brought him to the press box to watch the game. They were watching some players, and I'm like, can I get you anything? He's like, popcorn. All I want is some popcorn. So he had popcorn and watched baseball. So
he's a super, like, and he's not a recognizable guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He had the mustache. I don't know if he still has the mustache and this and that, but he could be a lawyer. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he just has that sort of, he could blend in anywhere.
Yep.
He was something. July's a big month. A couple quick things. This is not a typical week for you guys, because usually it's 6 days in one location. You're three on and three in Binghamton, right?
Yep.
And is that because it's the holiday week and you want to make sure that everybody gets a little bit
of it? Yeah, I mean, part of the minor league baseball is July 3rd, July 4th are big days.
Yeah.
So because this July 3rd ends falls on a Thursday, we're able to split the series. So we're home tonight, Wednesday and Thursday. And then we head to Binghamton on Friday or Thursday night.
And you got, I mean, if memory serves me correctly, because I'm not looking at a screen, I think
pretty
it's
good.
Jersey night tonight, Dino night, and then July 3rd is fireworks.
We're going to give you 75%. So
what?
it is a hat giveaway tonight.
Oh,
we got that. But you had
where's the hat? He's got nothing, by the way. He has nothing.
Hey, I did get the jersey, and I gave the name right on the back of the jersey.
I have this game jersey. Right here, and it's awesome, right? It's legit. It's a legit jersey. And he gave me one on opening day when we were live there, except it didn't spell my name right. And I didn't have the heart to tell him on opening day because he had a million things going on. And then I told him like a month later, and he's like, I got to fix it. And so he got me the jersey. And he's like, you can throw the other one out. I was like, no, I'll get to one of my kids. They don't care. They probably think it should be spelled that way anyway. So anyway, thank you for that.
Absolutely.
I appreciate it, Tim. So, okay. So hats tonight.
Hats tonight. Yep.
What's Dino night?
Dinosaurs or celebrating. There's a lot of activity.
Celebrating dinosaurs.
Celebrating dinosaurs. Exactly. Yeah,
Barney
really,
coming. Can you beat up Barney? It's free beat up Barney night. No, seriously. What do you do?
No. There's a lot of interactive for kids with dinosaurs. So that's a big piece on the concourse. And, you know, all the music, all the video boards, everything gets themed after that. So it's just a way to really incorporate dinosaurs into baseball. And that's a big piece of it.
That's cool. Yep. And Thursday, obviously, I mean, fireworks are the best. Usually they're on Fridays during the summer.
Yep.
So you pull,
Saturdays.
Yep. So you're pulling it up a day, and that's always great. It's right after the game ends. How does it work?
Yeah, absolutely. So once the game – people, let's talk before the game. So before the game, we're actually hosting a naturalization ceremony.
Oh,
at
that's
the ballpark on July 3rd. What more, you know, you don't get any more Americana than baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and, you know,
and
on
becoming
that day
an American. Well, let me just say, like, the politicization of some of this stuff, and this is people who've gone through the system, done it the way they're supposed to. And I just think if you've ever seen, and you've done it now, how many times? It's
amazing. It is amazing. It is amazing to see the families. It's amazing to see, you know, the newly citizens on the field, and just like it celebrates everything that's great about this country. So
yeah, I just, that's awesome.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so you do the naturalization ceremony, you have the game, and then right when it's over, you do the fireworks, and that's always great. And I'm shocked that the season's half.
Yeah. Yeah, we're over the halfway point. So we came in second place in the first half. Which,
well, Binghamton ran away with it.
Binghamton, yeah.
What are they? They're the Mets affiliate.
The Mets affiliate, yeah. They really turned it on. I think we even – we took a series from them. But when we had a tough – we were in Erie, which for whatever reason, we made that far trip west. Erie won their division. So we lost 5 out of 6 to Erie. So once we got into that hole, it was hard to get out of. So, but teams looking – doing well. They're, you know, we had a nice walk off on Saturday night, which was great.
You're 5-1 or something, yeah, coming out of the break. And the people who don't know the Eastern League, the champion is determined. You have is it a 1-game playoff, or they switch it between the first half winner and the second half winner?
It's a it's best of 3.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
So if you win the second half, then you'd play Binghamton for the championship.
Yeah, if we win the second half, we would play Binghamton for the division, and then we would play the championship of the other division. So it's a best of three. Yeah, best of 3. It's quick. It's really like game, travel, game, or second game if needed.
Because historically they didn't do this stuff, right?
Yeah, they coming out of COVID, they did not do a championship. And then there was a lot of feedback because our league is about developing, but part of developing is winning, right? And that's a big part of it. So they made the change of it.
We're talking with Tim Restall, president of the Hartford Yard Goats, here on Brian and Company. And speaking of that, I have a lot of my son's friends, when they find out that there's a big prospect coming to Hartford, they will buy the cards and they will go to the stadium and try to get the autograph. Yeah. And, you know, we know the struggles of the Rockies, but I'm told like their number one prospect. Is he now here, or is he coming here? Or?
Yeah, I think he landed last night, so he is here. I know they're going to do some press either today or tomorrow or whatnot. But, we got notified through the Rockies that they were, you know, we had a couple guys go up, and then we had some guys coming up from Spokane.
So the number one prospect in the Rockies system will play. Will he play tonight, or is he going to get a day to chill?
I don't know. I don't. You know what? That's Bobby Meacham question. Yeah. You know, but the I know we had. There's two players that are moving up.
So. I want to get to tacos, tequila, and taps, because that's later this month, and it's when the team's on the road. I mean, by the way, it's combining like mankind's favorite things.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. That's a great new. Event that we're hosting at the end of July, July 24th, 25th. 26th.
How do you do it on 3 days? So it's like,
just different sessions. So 24th is VIP level of, you know, special tasting, you know, culinary, local chefs that are going to be involved, you know, music, bands, everything. So there's there's really 4 different sessions that fans can go on, get tickets for, sample some great tequilas locally, nationally, some, you know, really, really unique ones. We're partnering with a lot of, you know, also we have tacos. So we have, I think we're up to like 18 Mexican restaurants.
Get out.
Yeah. So it's going to be it's going to be really exciting.
Are you doing it in the YG Club, or is it on the concourse?
It's on the concourse. So we're doing that throughout the concourse. And we have bands, we have, you know, DJ, we have more promotions coming up, whether it's going to be mini golf or whatnot. So we're just thinking of different ways to, bring fans into the ballpark. So
give me specifics on times and ticket availability.
Yeah, so everything would be on yardgoatsbaseball.com. That's the best way to go. But there's a session Friday night, and there's 2 sessions on Saturday. And that's the best way to go to get the tickets, to get all the information.
Again, it's tacos, awesome, tequila when it's good. We're not talking about Cuervo, although if they're a sponsor... I went tequila-less for years because Cuervo was my only exposure. So if they're sponsoring, then I apologize. And taps, obviously, beers. Anything else you want to get? You got no time.
No time.
What do you got?
No.
No.
Life is good.
It's great to see you, Tim. And we'll see you at the ballpark.
Thanks for having me on. All right.